USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The country and the world is looking back half a century from today when man first walked on the moon. Among them, former NASA engineer and astronaut trainer Scott Millican, who has a different feeling now as compared to being on the site 50 years earlier.
I wasn't so emotional about things back when it happened, and I really didn't realize that we were making a big historical event. I was doing my job as an engineer, doing my tasks that had to be done.
Former British Royal Navy officer Rear Admiral Chris Perry tells Sky News the Iranian capture of a British tanker shows the Iranian regime has a blatant disregard for international maritime law.
They've done it before, they did it in the 80s, and it's a well-known tactic in the Straits of Hormuz. This is just blatant use of force against the international community, not just the US and the UK.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Democrats, especially the ones that President Trump has targeted in the past, were taken aback at his latest rally this week in North Carolina. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a frequent target of the president, says the president's reactions to incidents of hate and his actions on the southern border have to be questioned.
When you look at how he reacted to the Charlottesville incident, where neo-Nazis murdered a woman, versus how he manufactures crises like immigrants seeking legal refuge on our borders, it's night and day.
The congresswoman speaking on CNN. President Trump questioning the congresswoman's recent comments, which he calls disgraceful.
The four congresswomen, the things they've said about our country are terrible. What they've said about Israel are just terrible. I don't know. I can't say for sure, but certainly a lot of people say they hate our country. And I think it's a disgrace what they've said. I think you can't talk that way about the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A confirmation vote is expected on Tuesday for Mark Esper to become the next Secretary of Defense. We get more on that story from John Clemens.
The 55-year-old Mark Esper, who has served as Secretary of the Army since November 2017, is expected to be approved by the full Senate. Earlier during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Dr. Esper answered a key question about Iran in this exchange with Senator Jack Reed.
We will meet anytime, anywhere, without precondition, to discuss issues with the Iranians to get us on the diplomatic path.
So you think that diplomatic path is the most thoughtful way to proceed?
Diplomacy always is.
President Donald Trump says the South Koreans want his help in solving trade issues that the country's having with some of its neighbors. Speaking in the Oval Office, the president said he is considering trying to broker a deal between the South Koreans and Japan.
Japan has some things that South Korea wants, and he asked me to get involved. So maybe if they would both want me to, I'll be. It's like a full-time job, getting involved between Japan and South Korea. But I like both leaders. I like President Moon. You know how I feel about Prime Minister Abe. He's a very special guy.
Independent Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, but his campaign is dealing with a tense situation regarding how much it pays its employees. His campaign unionized earlier this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.